Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Campaigning for second phase of Lok Sabha polls is in full swing as it will conclude today. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo their voters. Polling for this phase will take place in 89 constituencies of 13 states and union territories on Friday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Jhangjir, Chamba, Lok Sabha constituency of Chhattisgarh. Modi said NDA's priority is the welfare of the poor, the youth, women and farmers. He also addressed a public meeting in Thamdari town under Mahasamund Lok Sabha constituency. In Kerala, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a public meeting in Wayanad. Addressing the gathering, Kharge said that the Congress manifesto is for the poor, the youth, farmers and women. Earlier addressing a public meeting at Chenganur, Kharge said Congress will undertake a nationwide caste-based census not to divide the society but to know more about people's lives, education and income. A total of 1,351 candidates are in the fray for 95 parliamentary constituencies from 12 states and union territories in the third phase of the Lok Sabha elections. This includes 8 contesting candidates for the adjourned poll in 29 Bedul ST parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh. Additionally, one candidate from Surat parliamentary constituency in Gujarat has been elected unopposed. The commission added that a total of 2,963 nominations were filed for 95 parliamentary constituencies, including Bedul Lok Sabha seat across 12 states and UTs going for polls in the third phase. After the scrutiny of all nominations filed, 1,563 nominations were found valid. The polling will be held on 7th of May for this phase. INC candidate of Nagaland Lok Sabha constituency, S. Subhumaran Jamir, has congratulated and thanked the electorate of Nagaland for reposing their faith in the electoral process of the nation and enthusiastically taking part in yet another general elections. Jamir also lauded the tireless efforts of the numerous poll-related government officials that helped facilitate this festival of democracy. The INC candidate further thanked his supporters and well-wishers for their unwavering support in the face of very formidable odds. The Reserve Bank of India's April bulletin has said that conditions are shaping up for an extension of a trend upshift in real GDP growth backed by strong investment demand and upbeat business and consumer sentiments. The article titled State of the Economy said that CPI inflation settled at 4.9% in March after averaging 5.1% in the preceding 2 months. The article, however, warns that extreme weather events may pose a risk to inflation along with prolonged geopolitical tensions that could keep crude oil prices volatile. President Draupadi Murmu has praised AIIMS for its top-tier medical education and service provision. The president was addressing the fourth convocation ceremony held at AIIMS Rishikesh yesterday. President Murmu said that providing world-class education and service in medicine is the national achievement of All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS. The president emphasized the ongoing rapid changes in medical science and urged students to embrace these changes, advocating for a commitment to lifelong learning. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar yesterday said that India truly believes that a strong and unified association of Southeast Asian nations, ASEAN, can play a constructive role in the emerging regional architecture of the Indo-Pacific. Speaking at the first ASEAN Future Forum virtually, Dr. Jaishankar said the synergy between India's Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative and the ASEAN Outlook on Indo-Pacific provides a strong framework of cooperation addressing challenges to comprehensive security. And a successful launch of the new variant of a medium-range ballistic missile was carried out under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command yesterday. Ministry of Defence in a statement said that the user launch has proven the operational capability of the command and validated new technologies. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.